Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
It's Thankful Thursdays on Reporter's Notebook, and since I'm self-quarantined at home in New York City, I've had a lot of time to think about what I'm thankful for. I usually get grateful when I see other people doing something for other people. That motivates me to want to help. So I had a chance today. I was walking to the corner market to find some food. It's a ghost town here, and two men stopped me and asked me if I could help them get food. They said they had gone to the three different corner pantries, and they were closed, and could I help? So I bought them a sandwich. And as I was walking home, I realized, you know, here we are telling everybody to go home and isolate, but there are people who don't have a place to go home to. Not to mention, they're also looking for food.